Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, our new year is coming quickly, a few more days, and we'll be having to remember to write 2017. I always remember that right at the beginning, and then like a month later, all of a sudden, I'm writing 2016 again. But it will become a habit, and my goodness, moving on to 2017, it is almost unbelievable in my mind. It was a big deal when we changed from 1999 to 2000, and now that's almost 17 years ago. Wow, how things go by so quickly. Well, talking about the new year, I want to talk about food trends. Who makes up the food trends? Well, some chefs and some restaurant critics, and I'm not sure who all does it, but I'm always fascinated by it. And I must tell you that if you listen to Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene this coming Saturday, we also talked about food trends. So there may be a few of the same thing, but oh, there are so many that, hey, we could talk about them again. So food trends. And by the way, if you don't remember to tune in, 7:45 on Saturday morning, to hear LaVon and Miss Nene, you know, you can go to your computer if you have a computer and listen to it. And then all those recipes are there. We don't have a recipe every week, but almost every week. And Miss Nene, of course, is excellent about also putting some photographs on. I'm not quite as good as she is about doing that. But she takes excellent photographs and, of course, makes excellent food. So if you haven't tuned in to Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, might be something that you'll want to try out in 2017. You never know what the topic's going to be. But trends. While I was visiting my sister and brother-in-law, they received a magazine that had, it was mostly housing trends, which were really interesting. But one of the pages in there was about food trends. And I know Miss Nene's going to love this one, so I have to be sure to tell her about it. Actually, two of them. The first one is naked cakes. What does that mean? Well, it basically means if you're going to frost it, and you probably will, you just frost the top, and it is a layered cake, and the more layers with the more colorful filling in between, the better. So you don't put any frosting around the sides, so you see the naked sides, and you can see all those layers. Probably not something you're going to do on an everyday basis, but if you wanted to do something kind of special, you know, actually it's a little less work because you don't have to frost the sides, but colorful fillings in between, and probably at least three layers. And then, of course, you can put frosting on top and decorate the top. But naked cakes, that's an interesting title. And the second one in the same article was sprinkles. Everything with sprinkles, especially rainbow sprinkles. And I think it's so interesting to see, will this really come to us here in Southwest Iowa, or will you have to go to the East or West Coast to see these? But sprinkles on everything from cakes and cookies, of course, that's what we think of, especially Christmas cookies having sprinkles, but these would be all year long. But also hand pies, pies, donuts, sprinkles on all kinds of things, especially rainbow sprinkles. So let's see if that is a trend that happens, or of course, we could make it happen too, and rainbow sprinkles would be a fun one. A couple of the other ones that were listed, I'm thinking not quite so much fun. And it's just, to me, I don't have those taste kinds of adventures like some people do who obviously come up with these, thinking, how could you possibly put these things together? Well, one of the trends is black food, black in a lot of different ways. Black garlic, which is not so unusual. A lot of other countries have eaten black garlic for a long time, but it's one of those things that has, thinking the description is caramelized teriyaki flavor and has great health benefits. And fermented garlic has been hugely popular in Korea, and it has gained popularity in the West. So black garlic, but also more foods being grilled or roasted to that point where they are on, especially on the edge of black, you know, just to me, that's a bitter flavor, but some people like that bitter flavor. And another one, and this one, I'd be willing to taste, but I'm not sure that it would be on my favorite list. And that's adding activated charcoal to foods, probably maybe to drinks, but also could be mixed in. Of course, it's going to be very fine, but it still would add a little crunch, and it gives that burnt or bitter flavor that some people prefer. As I said, probably not on my list, but black foods, so be kind of watching for those. Okay, here's a good one for all of us, and that is water. Yep, not just flavored, but also sparkling, and some people with really fine taste buds can really tell the difference in waters and where they come from. So there is a water sommelier who usually would think of those as wine people, but this is a German water trade association that trains people as water specialists to really be able to promote water in lots of different ways. So here's another good one for us. We're thinking that veggies are going to be even a bigger thing in our promotion in our diets. Now, we've been hearing we should all eat more veggies, but the food people are pushing that also and putting it into their menus in more different ways. In, of course, the platters and slaw and things that we're familiar with, but lots of other ways. Now, one of the concerns, a growing concern, and perhaps you've heard this, is about the ugly fruit or veggies, the things that we are not wanting to buy in the market. And when we go to the grocery store, we expect everything to be perfect. Well, first of all, grocery stores are starting to promote those more, but chefs are saying we need to use those instead of just saying they're, you know, we can't use those. So they are coming up with some innovations around ugly fruits and vegetables to reduce weight. One place, it's a juicery in Washington, D.C., uses imperfect produce in cold-pressed juices. So, of course, the juice is just fine. You don't see that there was a little bump on that apple. And another person has drained the liquid from cans of chickpeas to make vegan mayonnaise. It says the liquid performs like an egg white and can be whipped up until stiff for baking. So who knew? Somebody has to be experimenting in all of this kind of stuff, right? Well, how about jelly shots? Jello, yeah, actually, jello shots, called jelly shots. A mom-to-be and co-founder of Cool House is behind these all-natural, premium, and portable cocktails. Yeah, the portable part is the part that's good if you're a mom and running around. And flavors include fresh lime margarita and old-fashioned and Moscow Mule. Now, Miss Nene and I talked about this one, insects as food. Well, probably not on my list, but a lot of insects have good nutritional value. They might have calcium in them. They might have protein in them. There are a number of things. And they could be ground up so that we couldn't even see them. One person says the protein bar is made of ground up insects, cricket flour, and chocolate chirp cookies. If you want to try that, I do recommend that you forewarn people and let them make a choice about whether they want to eat that or not. But people around the world have been eating insects for a lot of years. So, you know, we're just finding out that maybe that would be a thing that we would all like to do or at least give it a try. One last one is whey, W-H-E-Y. When yogurt is made, there's this leftover whey, which still has lots of nutritive values. So some of the people who do yogurt say, why not add some flavor and serve it as a beverage? So we may be talking about this again. I think it's just fascinating to talk about all the foods. And I'd like to know more about how all these lists are come to be. But whatever food that you're thinking about for the new year, let's all say that we could probably improve the amounts of fruits and veggies that we eat. Yeah, I don't think that advice is going to go away. So, happy fooding in 2017.